This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Here are six or seven stories that we're following today. The first is a note on the Dow and the markets and how far can the markets fall. And here's one way to get a sense of it. At the start of the pandemic, before the pandemic started, sort of at the beginning of 2020, the Dow was right at about 27,000, 26,890. That was the number that it opened January 1st, 2020. That's an important number because that's prior to the quantitative easing by the Fed, before the Fed eased interest rates and money sort of exploded. Then the Dow was at 27,000. It fell sometime during the pandemic, you know, it before quantitative easing really took hold, before stimulus. And in the midst of the huge recession from the pandemic, down to 18,000, then quickly got back up to 30,000. But that was with quantitative easing. So without quantitative easing, remember that number, 27,000. The Dow right now is at 31,500, probably closer to 31,000. This morning, it's fallen again today. So when I look at this, I think that when interest rates get back to a normal level, quantitative tightening takes hold, we're back to where we were pre the pandemic, you're back to a number, an estimated number about 27,000. And so think of that as a target number if we fully loaded back in quantitative tightening to take out the quantitative easing. Now, even without that, we've got three or four major other issues. So look at 27,000 as a potential low number, $4,500 lower in the index than we're at today. You still got three or four major issues. One, you have added a ton of debt to the economy, so maybe that means really quantitative easing is still there to some extent. Second, you've got some other challenges. China's numbers are far more transparent than they used to be. We now know that China's financed a lot of their growth in a pretend way with a lot of debt. Second, the Russia-Ukraine situation is sort of a disaster and so forth. And third is looking at corporate earnings then versus now gives you also a different sense of what things would be like. But again, these are all different pieces of the equation. But I start with the core concept. Pre-quantitative easing, let's say we're getting back to that, the Dow was at 27,000. It's at 31,500 now. So that's one hypothesis on where about the Dow could land as a low number, taking out some of these other factors. So that's sort of just one thought on how low can the Dow go. And the Dow is just sort of, again, directional for the S&P and the NASDAQ as well, as all sort of move in step, although the NASDAQ's more responsive to interest rate differences and changes and so forth, but the Dow is less so. Second, the major indexes got just hammered yesterday. The Dow down 3.6%, the S&P down 4%, the NASDAQ down 4.7%. Most of the major indexes are also down about 1% plus today, so another negative day in the markets. Third, Target stock dropped 25% yesterday despite good revenues. And what you see throughout the economy, the same thing we're seeing in hospitals, and also the same thing we're seeing in other major retailers and companies, essentially is, look, revenues are about flat or a little bit up, but the costs are so far up. Target said their transportation, their logistics cost, their other costs were so much up that the revenues were fine, but their earnings were way, way down because of those. Fourth, key retailers that compete with Target were also way down yesterday. Amazon down 7%, Walmart down 6.79%, Costco down 12.45%, Walgreens down 8.48%, and so it goes. Again, fifth, the situation with major retailers is the same that we're seeing with major health systems. Revenues are flat to up, but operating costs are so high that we're seeing a ton of losses. Regularly at Becker's Healthcare, A.L. Ellison and team are writing about this. Sixth, the yields on the 10-year and the 2-year fell yesterday as investors increased demand for treasury bonds, which leads the yields lower. So we're seeing that more interest in the 10-year, the 2-year, people just putting their money in safe places. Finally, a fascinating story about the hedge fund world. Gabe Plotkin, the founder of Melvin Capital, basically giving up on his hedge fund, returning all capital to investors. Basically, until the pandemic, Melvin Capital returned 30% a year to investors, but last year suffered a year loss of 40%. This year down another 24%. It still puts the lifetime return of the fund at about 12%. What happens is if you're Melvin Capital, they only want to be in this business if they're going to make money. And their deal is they get a percentage of profits above their customers' profits. So they're not making money. They're not making anything. Melvin Capital, Gabe Plotkin, tried to renegotiate that with investors. They essentially said no. He gave up on that. And so instead, he's just closing the fund, quite frankly. Great story in the Wall Street Journal on this. You know, Gabe owns a mansion in Florida for $45 million. He's got part of an NBA team. He's sort of lived the right life, the good life, you would say, but closing down Melvin Capital. So much for that, and just a sign of the times as people want to reset. Anyways, those are seven of the stories we're following this morning, and thank you so much for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thank you.